And we're all out of that model that we ordered, the 61 model. So they gave us the 62, but they gave us the next model up on the line for the same price. So we were pretty happy. This doesn't happen very often. What did you drink water out of on the farm?
Glasses.
Glasses? Were these, did you have any special term for the fancy ones?
What we used to call them, cobbler. Gobbler. Gobbler.
Gobbler?
Goblets. Gobblers. She got one or two yet.
That's a big body and a stem?
Yeah, it's got a flat stand down here and then a staff up out like that and then comes a big boat.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it.
Hold about a pint?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She has a glass there now that's shaped a little bit like this. And it's there at the bottom. No, it's wider at the bottom than it is at the top. And it'll hold about a pint. And you can't hardly turn it over.
That's
got to be full for you to turn it over very easy. Let's see, she got that at a sale. It's a white auto-electric.
What do you usually drink with your meals?
Today we drink iced tea. And the wife and son will drink iced tea for supper. But I drink milk.
Coffee once a day?
Coffee once a day. And they don't drink coffee but once a day.
I think a lot of us, and I'm among them, are making a mistake by drinking too much coffee. That can sure make you nervous. And upset your insides, too.
I think it gets ulcers, and I'm hearing so much about ulcers here lately, I'm about the size of everybody's got a little of them.
Yeah, probably. What do you call food when you eat it the second day?
I guess we call that the leftovers from yesterday.
That's the way we do it in our house. My wife likes to cook dishes that will last and last and last.
Like we have. We know we're going to have any company. Christmas Day, we used to have a turkey. And boy, it takes about 2 or 3 days to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And the turkey left over from Christmas Day may last on another New Year. Some of that dressing, it don't last, it's too good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my favorite part, I think, the dressing and gravy.
I got to watch myself about this. My face is pretty rich. And if I eat too much, it kind of makes me sick.
If somebody came to your table and just stood there, what would you tell them to do?
While I'm eating?
No, let's say you asked them to eat with you.
If I ask them to eat with me, well, they come in and if they aim to eat, then it just very seldom that they will strike a fellow and say, all right, I'm so hungry, I haven't had nothing to eat since so-and-so. Most generally they'll say, well, I'll just ate and got over here. I'll just wait, y'all go ahead.
And if you ask him to eat and he sits down with you and then he doesn't take anything, what do you tell him to do?
No, he don't sit there at the table, he'll get a chair. Set off over there, away from the table. If he comes and sits down the table, why, they'll need to eat something or drink coffee, you know. A lot of them say, well, I don't care if anything to eat, I'd like another cup of coffee.
Now, I was wondering if you'd say, help yourself or dig in or what?
Well, if he's aiming to eat, I'd say, now you see what we've got, just help yourself and make yourself at home.
Mm-hmm.
Just do like we do. Our boy there with us, he brings in a man occasionally.